The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Proverbs 26.
Jesus. I've no chineka to fingu kika tege duala bonka o tu spekwa jete. Ugunguat mangwa lingwesti vuvurote ejen tuf afeota. We be known ti in the winka isheno and tu kukweta falu into sheva. Monjue funku fuste wechun kwasta atu. Vuminga kankustu ustefu wisha shimun kawatili putuku fwanga fimfuntesi shementon felantia kianda karutilede for every grass, for to water every grass, for to water every grass, for to water every grass, for to wet every grass, for to wet every grass, to give rain, to give dew. I send doctrine. I send doctrine. I send doctrine. I send doctrine. Because every grass is of great import. Every grass, every one grass, every plant, every seed is of great importance in the spirit. So we send dew, we send rain, we send doctrine, we distill upon you, we distill upon you with a tongue that can be understood, we distill upon you. We bless you with the blessing of understanding because we have given our servant, yea, a tongue to pick thoughts and to make them the kumpe etenada, kinpas tani divor, even to bring wisdom and make them plain, to bring wisdom and make them understandable. Yea, to pick, to fetch from the heights and make them yours, to fetch from the heavens and make them yours. We have blessed him with a tongue. We have given him a tongue. We have given him a tongue to say things in a way that it will reach your heart, to make sense to you, to make sense to you, because we want to water every soul. We want to water you. We want to bless you. We want to bless you. We bring you watering. We bring you watering. We bring you watering. We bring you dew. We bring you dew. We bring you dew. We make doctrine to distill upon you. We make you to see a future in the thoughts that we share. We make you to see a future in the words we bring. We make you to see a future. You will not only hear words, you will see your future in them. You will see your future in them because there's an intent of heart with which we bring them. We want to bring you grace. We want to bring you grace. And so we bless you with a tongue to give grace, says the Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Proverbs 20, verse 6. It says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. But a faithful man who can find. So, and this Jesus also said in John chapter 5, But Jacob said it this way, that he that seeketh his own honor is not true. And you cannot be faithful if you are not true. No, faithful and true, they are, you need to be true to be faithful at this pedigree. I'm talking about based on this theme. You need to be true before you can be faithful. And you need to be faithful for you to be true. You cannot be true until you have been faithful in small matters. Pastor Tayo was teaching us, and maybe Pastor Tosin also yesterday, he gave to those servants meat to give it to other servants. And when he came down back, he said they are wise, a faithful and wise servant, that he might be able to make them ruler over his household. So you need faithfulness for you to be true. And faithfulness in there require faithfulness in the work. Faithfulness in with commandments. Faithfulness in handling the honor of God. Said I say the honor of God. What did I call the honor of God? Deuteronomy 29:29. For it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and the honor of the king it will suck them out. Secret thing belongeth unto the Lord God, and the thing that revealed belong to us, we and our children. And the things that are revealed is the glory of the king to conceal a matter, the honor of the king to search out is to get them revealed. So it will require faithfulness to handle the honor of God. When I use the honor of God there, I'm talking about secret things that belong to the Lord that are being revealed to you for you to be able, which of the time when you read Bible, those secret things are what they call talents, are what they call myths. Those things are what they call secret things. They call them secret things. In different portions of the Bible, they are secret things. They call them pearls. It will take faithfulness. Yeah. One of the things you see that they kept on checking in all those parables is faithfulness. Even to the point of the parable of the hireling. The hireling that see wolf coming and ran for his life, or what Pastor Ty was saying, or keep his life, is because of not being faithful. So you need faithfulness. You need faithfulness in the matters of things that are being committed to you to be true. And when you become true, that's when you show to God that you are faithful. So the team is both ends and both ends. So both sides, you need to be faithful to become true, and you need to be true to be faithful. So that's why when you look at it, sometimes the way they place the book of Revelation, they place sometimes true and faithful. It's a portion of Revelation. For these sayings are true and faithful, and the God of the holy prophet. So you find out they repeated them so that they didn't just use the word faithful and true. Sometimes they put them, trying to tell that they are coin of two of the same side. They are one coin that have that same side. Sometimes the tail can also become an end. Then it's a process. So during progressive working, you need faithfulness to be progressive. Because it is requiring stewardship for you to be fine faithful. Amen. Your guy was also teaching that said, if you are not faithful in another man's business, who will commit to you true riches? So you can see that you need faithfulness for you to move into being true. For them to commit. So you need things that prove your faithfulness. Amen. before you can become true. So things that are, you must show faithfulness to become true. Then they will commit true things. They will commit true to you. So you can see that. And the labor of Pastor Tayo was how they gave Jesus testimony. And by reason of testimony in John 3, it showed that God is true. Not by what he spake, but by the reason of what he became. And what was responsible to make him true. Because they gave him testimony. And what he has seen and heard, that it testified. And no man received his testimony. He that have received his testimony has said to his seed that God is true. God's servant taught our law and testimony. That means you need to have testimony, which is testimony is the spirit, which means that you have the body, the frame, which John 5 render it this way. For the Father raised up, and the Father quickened it. The Father raising is the activity of the law. And the Father quickening is the activity of ministration of giving spirit or putting blood or receiving testimony that result into testament. The Father raised up, and the Father, for the Father loved the Son and given him all things. So all things there are things for building the frame, or what Pastor PJ some time ago with Eternal Life Fancy organized a meeting, the shape of things to come. So the which John, Jesus can render it in John chapter 7. For no one at any time have heard him, John 5 verse 37. The Father himself, said that church, make it talk and laugh, make it hear. The Father himself, which have sent me, have bore witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice, not to hear his voice, to have access to the word, or to have access to the what? To the law. Because the word is his voice. And not at any time, but not just at any time, neither have you seen his shape. Say his shape. That shape is fashion. That shape is pattern. To see the shape. So God has shape. The Father has shape. And the Father had voice. There was a time that Jesus Christ was teaching, and there was a thundering. Because the Father, Joker was saying, you have glorified, Father, the Son has glorified you here on earth. Now, also glorify the Son. 27:28. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But this for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came a voice from heaven saying, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Yeah? The people therefore that stood by heard it and said, it is a thunderlet. They could not interpret. Others said, an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Is there anything in 31? Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out by the reason of that voice that came. Amen. So we can see that he said it, that no one had heard his voice at any time. Amen. Nor seen his shape. But here is Apostle Peter talking in 2 Peter chapter 1, saying, we have not believed cunning device fables. But Jesus said it. That we have not believed cunning device fable when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we are eyewitnesses. We are eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory. That was something I said. God will require you to find you faithful with His honor. So, Apostle Paul said, what Jesus, what John, by the matter of two or three witnesses, a matter of time, John called it, he received for the Father, the Son received judgment. Apostle Peter said, he received honor and glory. I know that in the school of honor, the honor there, although there is honor at the end, those who too patient continue and seek for glory. So, but you can seek, you can patient by patient continue seek for glory and honor. And in well doing. So honor can be given at the end. But they also give honor when they are giving secret things of God to you. And when you are doing things of God, it's honor. It's honor. When they are committing judgment to you, it's honor. Though you still go to receive honor when the work is perfected or finished, but it's also honor. So because it is not, Jesus was teaching that both in Matthew 11 and John 10. I thank thee, O Father, for you have kept this thing from the wise and the prudent. And it seemed so good in your sight that you should reveal this thing for all things that are of the Father are given to the Son. And all things that are of the Son at He given, or the Son, what? The Father had those things. Amen. So He said those things in both, in Matthew 11 and Luke chapter 10. And He said, for it seems so good in your sight, and you have chosen to reveal to babes. You have revealed to babes what you could not reveal to the wise and the prudent, men with understanding. The prudent are men with understanding. You could not reveal to them, but you have revealed to babes. And that's an honor. Amen. 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 Paul Apostle was talking the same thing also in 1 Corinthians. Consider your calling. For not many wise after the flesh. Not many noble. Not many rich. But God have chosen the weak things. Things that are despised. Things that are foolish. To confirm the things that are mighty. Amen. So I'm telling us that I'm trying to dissuade you that when you are, all these things you are hearing, it's an honor. Amen. 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 The angel that was revealing those things to John thrice, John was about to worship him. He says, see that you do nothing. I am of your fellow servant who keep, who have, and they keep. So this thing that you are having, by first by having, by hearing it, it is an honor. But we can prove ourselves that we do not desire that honor. That's why we will not fully be crowned. But how we transact with these things matters to God's heart. Amen. Amen. I can't hear you, everybody. So I was saying that we prove that we are honorable people by how we do the workmanship. That's how Timothy. That's how Timothy. Timothy called it. The workmanship for in a great house, a vessel of honor and vessel of dishonor. But what determines the vessel of honor is not because it's good. What determines is the work. Is the work that that vessel does. If a man therefore put himself on this thing, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepare unto every good work. So you can see that what determine when you say something is a vessel of honor, a work. Say work. It's an honor that you are hearing this thing. It's an honor that they are committing this thing to your hearing. But you must produce. You must produce good work. You must produce good work with these things. And good work. And you must prove that you use this thing for purging. You purge yourself from these things. So these things are for purging. These things are for your works. Say works. So that's one thing I want to establish, that you cannot be true except you have been faithful with what they are committing to you. They were talking about Moses in Hebrew 3. Who was faithful to him that appointed him? Say that, church. Just as Jesus, the Son, in Hebrew 1, was also appointed. He too had an appointment in Hebrew 1, 2. In this last day, spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed as of all things. So Moses was appointed. They gave him an appointment. Just like they usually give political appointment to people. And people are not faithful with the political stewardship. So Moses was appointed. And he was faithful to him that made him, that gave him the appointment. But Jesus also was faithful to him that appointed him. Hebrew 1, 2. And in this matter, spoke to us one whom he appointed head of all things, by whom also he made the world. Hallelujah. Amen. A big amen.
Amen.
Jesus, head of all things there, are not present things. When I say present, they are not present things in heaven, not present things on earth. Because when you keep reading, you'll find out that in Hebrew 2, that these things that they appointed him are things that they did not put in subjections, both to the hand of angel and the hand of first Adam. There are things that heaven did not put in subjection. There are things they put in subjection in the hand of angel. But Hebrew 9 said, they went God put all things, but he left something not in subjection. He left other some things. For that put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all things under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things yet put under him. So there are things that they put under, and there are yet things they didn't put under. They left it. What they appointed Jesus to be heirs of all things are all things that they are yet to put under any. They didn't put this thing under. Hebrew 2, 5 said, they did not put this thing in the hand of angel. Then, unto the first Adam, they did not also put it. But they decided to put Jesus to, they appointed him that he should be heir of this thing that they didn't put both in the hand of angels, in subjection under angel, and they didn't put also in subjection under the first man. Amen. And for you, the temptation of Jesus is farther and stronger than the temptation that came to Lucifer and all the angels. And the temptation that came to Adam is lower than the temptation that Jesus had. I want to teach quickly in John chapter 5. So, I'm teaching faithfulness Because what will make us to be a faithful, what made Jesus faithful and true witness is as a result of things that was committed, things that they did not subject. The temptation of those things are more powerful than the temptation that Lucifer and those angels faced. Because the honor and the glory of the things that we see not yet, if what make Lucifer to want to exalt his throne above the throne of God, he has seen not these things. Because Jacob says, no one has seen God at any time. So this is not what tempted Lucifer. No. This thing that they didn't put in the air of both angels is not what tempted Lucifer. That's not what tempted. Because you have to know that temptation of Lucifer was beginning. Amen. But it was not the temptation of the beginning before creation. The temptation of Lucifer was temptations of, was still within an ambience of creation. But there is the God or the triune God that stepped down out of eternity. Because eternity has no beginning or ending. The revelation of Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end, is everlasting revelation. It's still the domain of everlasting. Is it the domain of everlasting? Because, before I go forward, because if what tempted Lucifer was the materials that is before creation, then you will not need things that are before creation to purge that iniquity. You will need something higher. But the things that overcome dragon are not eternal things. They are everlasting things. Things before creation. So, things before creation, things that did not put in subjection to angel, that did not put in subjection to man, are what have been ordained both to overcome the God of this world and to overcome the dragon. They are not the things. So when they are talking, when they talk, things present. There are things present. So those were not the things that tempted Lucifer. Because he said, I will exalt my throne above the throne of God and I will be like God. What he was looking for, he was looking for equality with God. What he wanted to be a creator. But we know that eternal God, the beginning, is more than, although he's a creator, but it's more than a creator. When he descended into the first beginning, in that world, creation was not done. He had to go into beginning of creations. There was a beginning that there was no creation. That was the beginning that John was talking about in the Gospel of John. That which was the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen, which are looked upon, and our hearts and undo of the word of life declare we unto. So there was a beginning before creation. When you read the epistle, they say before the war began. So what tempted Lucifer was things. It was things within creation, but that was above him. That was above him. Because the authority of Jesus is the final answer. He said, no one has seen God at any time. So, and when I talk about God there, he's talking about the message of the beginning. The message that the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost had. They call those things in 1 John chapter 5. They call it the record. The record. He called it the record. They had the record there. And they bore witness to them. And their witness is true. The three that bear record in heaven, they bear it. Hebrew chapter 9, cause, I say, for Christ has not entered into holy places made with hands. So there are holy places made with hands. And the holy places are heavenly. So he didn't enter into holy places made with hands, but unto heaven itself. So there are holy places, but there's heaven itself. Now, to appear in the presence of God for us. So there are holy places made with hands. And holy places made with hands are the abode of angels. That's why in every realm they call it holy. Holy, holy is the Lord. So all the heavens are holy places made with hands. Paul, if heaven, he has not entered into holy places made with hands, but unto heaven himself. Eh? Now, so what did not capture heaven? Now, to appear in the presence of God for us. So there are different presences. Cain left the presence of God. When Gabriel came, I'm Gabriel that stand in the presence of God. So, but we know that the presence of God that Cain left is not the same presence that Gabriel stands. And the presence that Gabriel stands is not the presence that David in book of Psalm 51 was talking, cast me not away from your presence. It's not the same. So that's like when you can realm of presence is infidelity to my they capture it according to the soul capacity. There was a presence of the Lord on earth in the heavens that living soul was living. But there's another presence that all the heavens, there are presence that all the angel captures in the presence. So Jesus has not entered into heaven himself, or only places made with hand. That's not where Jesus has entered to when he rose up. Because by reason of his make, also this Hebrew 9, Hebrew 7, capture it. Hebrew 7. We see Jesus, for such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinner. Want to go, everybody? May higher than the heavens. So these seven are holy places that are made with hands. So, these holy places that are made with hands, you know, I just want to bear witness to what I've been talking. I want to bear witness into what made Jesus a faithful and a true witness. It was a material.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. For there is a breath in this hour. A breath, 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 breath from the Father. Breath from the Father, breath. It's here. It's here. It's present here. Even in this season. Even in this time. It's present here. Connect to it. Connect to it. For there is a stream flowing now. Even now. There is an inspiration. An inspiration even from the Almighty. That is present here with us. Here, 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 here. I am walking with my servant. My hand is mighty upon him to bring division, to bring clear divisions, to bring enlightenment. Walk with him. Receive it. Find strength in your spirit to journey with him, for you are landing safely. See the Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, you can see, as I was saying, that Jesus did not ascend into holy places made with hands. Because heaven are holy places. That's why when I say holy places, just like you see the God told Moses, see that you build the tabernacle as shown you on the mount. And he calibrated it into after court. What we call after court is inner court in Ezekiel. Then holy place. And holiest of all. They are all holy places. They are all holy places. If you have NIV Bible, because I was trying to tell that when they say you enter into, that there are presence. And not if you have NIV Bible, NIV Bible called shewbread, bread of his presence. Bread of presence, that's what they call another word for shewbread. Amen. So you can see that Jesus did not enter into holy places made with hands. Holy places made with hands, they are not just talking about physical hand. Holy places made with hands mean holy places that are created. They were formed. So we can see that these holy places made with hands are Hebrew chapter 1. Give me Hebrew 1. The heaven. And then we read 2 Peter 3 also. Hebrew 1, 10, 11. And thou, Lord, in the beginning. Look at this, God, people. In the beginning. And thou, Lord, in the beginning. And laid the foundation of the earth. And the heavens are the works of thy hand. So there's a beginning when God laid the foundation of heavens. And laid the foundation of the earth. This beginning is different from the beginning of John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And what are beginning? The same. There's nothing laying there. The same was in the beginning with God. So here, there's nothing about works here. They are talking about persons. Made visible. Person made manifest in that beginning. Give me Proverbs chapter 8. Because it's an everlasting unto everlasting. Proverbs 8. Give me 20 from 20. Thank you, Jesus. I lead in the way of righteousness. Are in the midst of the paths of judgment. So they were treating this thing from ascending into descending. So there was this, I lead in the way. So God journey from somewhere. Wisdom. I lead in the way of righteousness and in the midst of the paths of judgment. That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will feed their treasures. Pastor will talk about riches. So, but the condition are those that love me. I will cause them to inherit substance, and I will feed their treasure. This wisdom not talking. So I lead. So there is that realm of substance and the realm of treasure. Durable riches. But after that, the law possessed me in the beginning of his way. Want to go? What's the beginning of his way? I lead in the way. What is this way? Look at this way. So this way is before creation. The law possessed me in the beginning of his way. So this there was the beginning of his way from everlasting. I was set off from everlasting from the beginning. So here you find another beginning. Amen. I was set up from the everlasting. So you see, I was set up from. That means there was an everlasting that was available. That they set me off from the beginning or ever the earth was. So when there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water. So before they say, and the earth was covered with water, there was a time there was no anything like that. Why yet he had not laid the head, nor the feet, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens. I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep. When he established established the clouds above and he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the seas decree that the water should not pass his commandment. When he appointed the fountains of the earth, then was I by him. But before this time, then was I. So I was by him. Eh? And one brought up with him. In the beginning was the war, and the war was with God. As one brought up with him, I'm not inferior to him. Brought up with him. Say brought up. Just like you bring two twins and you are raising them together. You are bringing them up together. And I was daily his delight. So in this place, in this beginning, there was a delight. They were just delighting each other. Taking pleasure. They were having delight in the Father. The Father having delight in the Holy Ghost. So that delight, Psalm 16 call it, in his presence is the fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasure forevermore. Or delight forevermore. The path that he lead in. He call it in the path of righteousness. He call it in the way of righteousness. In the paths of judgments. I lead there. I lead there. Nobody have pierced and opened it up. I lead there. I wasn't going to open it. And we open it. Wisdom was saying, I open it with the Father. Those are realm of everlasting righteousness. Realm of everlasting judgments. Ways of everlasting righteousness. Way, part of everlasting judgments. So when you begin to read John 5, this was what they should sing. Go back. So we can see that there was before heaven, there was the beginning before heavens. He called heavens, he called earth, he called it the walk. My walk of old. Eh? So we can see that Jesus, what Lucifer was saying, that what Lucifer fell from. What he fell for, Isaiah chapter 40 describe and in the beginning that there's he that sits. He called it the circuit of the earth, and only that also sits in all his works. So Satan, Lucifer, thought that the throne of God is only upon his works. Just like you find in Isaiah 6, the throne of God came to the holy place. He was exalted and highly lifted up by the sanctuary. You also saw in the book of Ezekiel, the throne of God came. He came upon the earth. The firmament was upon. So he even came, which is lower than the sanctuary of heaven. So the throne came. And God was, the form of God was on the throne. So to Lucifer, what he beheld was the throne of God in the heights of heaven among creation. So what he saw as honor and glory, what he aspiring for, are not the things that we are not subjected in the presence. So I'm trying to tell you, okay, so the temptation of Lucifer was still the presence. So, and as I say, it's lower than what Jesus Christ had to handle. Because if you know what Jesus Christ had to handle as a son, what they're training with, what they demand faithfulness for, why he became the true and faithful witness, what is faithful of and what is a witness to, is not the things of creation. Because you need to know that. It is not what they used to prove Jesus. Part of this thing came, but really, 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 what your cause was angling, and that can easily riches. Because really, that place is what they call true. The beginning before creation is the word of the true. Everything below that word, they classify them as the living. Even to the heads. The beginning. That beginning. That wisdom, the word, the Father, and the Spirit, they elect in the way of righteousness. And elect in the paths of judgments. That realm is the word of the truth. That's the essence of what John chapter 1, chapter 2. That's what John was talking about. That which was the beginning. That beginning that John was lamenting there was the beginning of the truth. Where it was God that lived in that everlasting righteousness. He was from everlasting to everlasting. Psalm 90, let me use this one as final witness to this. Lord, thou art being our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains, so there was a dwelling place. Before the mountain we are brought forth, or that formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. So there was an everlasting that spanned into another everlasting. The word everlasting means from a beginning, the beginning, that spanned into another beginning. The word everlasting is the beginning that spanned into another beginning. It's from one beginning that led to another beginning. So, in that beginning, thou art God. Or, thou art the true God. That was the reason why both angels, they fell and became corrupted. Because they do not derive their essence and their nature from that beginning. Which is the true, that beginning, the true. That's why both angelic. Because you don't commit that to any creature until you have proven him that he can be faithful. You must prove him that he can be faithful. I wrote something down. I said, the foundation for being the faithful and true witness is by fulfilling the commandments of Christ unto an abiding status of a new creation man. The foundation for being the faithful and true witness is by fulfilling the commandments of Christ unto abiding status of a new creation man. 1 Timothy 1, 1 Corinthians 13. So that's why the doctrine of Christ prepare us unto becoming a having work that abide. Faith, hope, and charity. The three abide there, but he has a greater one. So their foundation for you have to fulfill those commandments. First of all, to say the end of the commandments. So you have to fulfill those commandments until you can abide. You are not using what? Tradition of men. Commandments, the law that Timothy was talking about. That lead to fable and unending genealogies and stories. Fabu. Fabu cannot, fabu, when you say fabu, you say genealogy. And all those things, they are things that are subject to constant changes. So the foundation for the faithful and true witness is fulfilling commandment of Christ. and commandment of Christ, for me, the law of Christ, the love of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, unto a place where you are abiding. When you move into abiding, that means in your essence, you are abiding, but it's not abiding forever. Christ makes you to abide, but what they want to make us to abide forever, they shall be like Mount Zion. We cannot be moved. So in that place, they are preparing you for faithful and true witness. Amen. And that commandment, those commandments of faith, will make you to abide. You start gradually gaining abiding. What's abiding? Things that can continue. Things that can continue. That which you are beginning to have capacity to be able to continue. Continue. Until you continue, until you become a disciple. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciple? Because there's something about man that cannot continue. He said it, one of the brothers said, the heaven and the new earth that I will make, we abide. The new heaven that I will be in Isaiah. The new heaven, we remain. I'm about to say, it will continue. In Isaiah, look at it. For as the new heaven and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, said the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. So, the essence of the doctrine of Christ, the love of the Spirit of life, is to start giving abiding status to the soul. Because all soul, all man is all flesh, all man is flesh, and all flesh is grass. And the glory of grass is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, and the flower falleth. But they that do the will of the Lord shall be to abide. So in learning to do the will of Christ, which is the doctrine of Christ, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, your soul will start gaining abiding. Because you cannot prove to God. God cannot prove a thing that is faithful if he cannot abide. Because you need some time for you to abide to show to God that this thing is faithful and it will be true. So if something cannot abide, it cannot continue, then they can't prove faithfulness. And that was also Psalm 24. The earth is the law and the fullness thereof. The wall and they that dwell therein. They are founded upon the sea and established upon the flood. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? So another word to abide there is to stand. To stand. So Christ will make you to stand. You find that in Colossians. Is to stand. What is standing? Your soul. The soul. By the reason of commandments of Christ. By the reason of obedience to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. By the reason of doctrine, obeying from the heart the doctrine of righteousness, of faith, the doctrine of righteousness of hope, and the doctrine of righteousness, because that is also righteousness of love. Where you fulfill all righteousness until when the soul can stand, can abide, then the soul can begin the journey of becoming faithful and true. Is that clear? So let's move on. So we can see, as I was saying, that the beginning, that when God descended from eternal, another word for that beginning, they call it, that's the word they call the world to come. That's another name. It's called the world to come. Because why? He has not yet appeared. Or, that world, a man came to the earth, walked, and trapped it. So, when he had the world to come, the world to come is that beginning. Is that true war? The new heaven and the new earth that first Peter said, where dwelleth righteousness? But I was saying, teaching from that Hebrew 9 said, for Christ has now entered into heaven made with hands, but unto heaven itself. That, how did they describe that heaven? Now, that heaven is now to appear in the presence of God. for us. So where did he enter into? It's called the presence of God. But where are the angels? See, is that place not called also presence of God? Where what was upon the earth? Was it not the presence of God? He showed that presence, past presence. So there are created presence. But there is the presence. And the presence is our persons. Because where Jesus entered into is into a person. He went out to the right hand of the majesty. He went into the bosom of the Father. And in that realm, he called it the realm of the fullness. It's the domain of the fullness. So, just as the earth and the heaven of the earth as things that, by the use of those things, they made everything they created and made upon the earth. It was the materialities of earth and heaven that they used. Say you believe that? Yes. That all the angels, what they used to make them was their things of their world. Yes, amen. Yes. Well, things of their world. They were things of their world. So, among of the things of their world, they subjected. They made them the crown. Like man was a crown of God creature on earth. And God put things under him. But what say? But not all things are put under him. So there are things that they didn't put under him. So when they created angel also, they put things under angel. According to the classes of angel, are more things put under them. Like the thing they put under cherubim, he exerts in strength. That the thing they put a principality. All works on the place of his dominion, their things are different. Because based on their strength, even angel that exerts in strength in the book of Job. Behold, he put no trust in his servant and his angel which charge before none there's another. So you can see that angel has strengths. Just as Psalm 103 said. So the calibration were different. I'm talking about the calibration of their make. And what they put under them. But the beauty of it is that, amen, amen. We do often, when you hear the book of Revelation, they say, the angel of water. You must know that it's not just talking about the water of the earth. Because if in the New Jerusalem and the Jerusalem, there are still water. So it shows that water is classified. They distill the definition of water even to the realm of the earth. Yes, for example, when you see Book of Revelation, water is a glass. Sea is a glass. It's a solid thing that you can stand upon. Revelation chapter 15. And Revelation chapter 4. It's a sea, but you can stand on it. But you know that in the sea of man, you can't stand on the sea of man. You will sink. Because of the reason of materiality, what they used to make it is of higher quality and higher grade than what they used to make the sea of man. Although before the fall of man, Adam could stand on that sea. Because he gave name to things there. And we saw the last Adam, when he came, he walked on those sea. Talking about what the first Adam, our power, those things that were under him. But this is a fall. The things that were under him now became, he was born under those things that were under him. Because he fell. So there were things that were subjected to man. To subject me, they were under his subjection. Me, he owed them. He's also keep them by laws. He had a building. To hold them. Say he has building. And not only has building, he also has the breath. So he has both the building. Because they form a man of the dust. And the breath to him. So he has both the building and he has both the law to make all things under earth to be subject to him. And not only him, likewise all the angels. Jude was saying, the angels who left their home habitation. So you know that they have their habitations. The angel who came not their first estates, but left their own habitation. So every angel have their habitation. They have their first estate. They have their first estate. So you can see that in their first estate, there are things that were subjected to them. Look at me. What they said that they put under the hand of Adam, the first man, was not goats. Was not mountain. Those things were not what was under the subjection. What they gave to Adam and Eve, they gave to Adam and Eve, they had an image. They had a likeness. Although not exactly the image and the likeness of God, but they had a copy of it. They had a copy in the order of the creation. So what? Because you find that, do I know that? You find that in the word. In Hebrew 1:2. He have appointed an heir of all things. What are the things? Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. That means the things that they appointed him heir of is what made him who he is. You didn't get that thought. What they appointed him to inherit, or what inherited, it was what made him who he is. Those things, as of all things, are what made him who he is. Who is the brightness of God's glory, the express image of his person. That is what was put in subjection to him. Those are the things that he had dominion over, and those are the things that he uses as a dominion. So they call the angel, the first class of angel, principally powers, might, and dominion. They call them all was in the places of his dominion. What gave him a dominion, what made him a dominion, was what they appointed him to be heir of. Is what gave him image and the breath of God, and that was what they put in subjection under him. So what they put in subjection to all works in all places of his dominion, and not when you say angel of water, it's not the water of the earth. There was things that they committed to them called water. If just when you begin to learn Christ, they will also give you water. And the water will make your frame. You will partake of his flesh. His flesh will build a frame in you. And we put his spirit within you. And the spirit will put what in you. There are things that they put in the hand of these angels. And those things were what? With those things, you are an advantage. You are in a place of advantage, and also open you over to the world of temptations. Because they were necessary, is one of the things God has ordained to prove faithfulness. To prove faithfulness. Because faithfulness is required if they are going to commit to you true riches. Though they gave Adam the things, or the subjecting the things of the head. But he that did that, really, 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 what he has proposed to give to man is to give to him those things that were, those things that he left, that he didn't subject. The things that are true. That was what God has ordained. God, he has said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. That was what God from the beginning, God has in mind. But we know the implication of communicating such things and you offend them, that you become irredeemable. You will not be reconciled back to God. Because we even saw angels that they gave them things that are more higher. Because he said, angel, we have higher power or greater in power. But the reason of what they commit to them, when they transgress it, there was no room for repentance. It shows that the higher the strength of things that they commit to you, the more severe disobedience is. Hebrew 2. For we need to give earnest heed. You need to give earnest heed to the things. We need to give earnest heed to the things which we have heard. This apostle writing to the churches. Lest at any time we should let them sleep. Verse 2, 3, please. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. I mean, what they give to them, when disobey, you receive a reward. You reward their work. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which are the first? So before this time, nobody has capacity to bring forth the things that Hebrew 2, because this is after Hebrew 2, you can, so great salvation, which are the things of the world to come, that did not commit you to the hand of the angel. It was the law that first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. So things that are true, things of the beginning before creation, they are things that, what, that God, what, God did not put in subjection, that was kept back. The first person that they committed to and the first person that began to say them was the Lord. So this was Hebrew 2. Then when you get to Hebrew 3, they said, as Moses was faithful, he himself faithful in his house, but he was faithful as a son over whose house we are. So the son faithfulness was proven with these things. Is the things they call so great salvation. Things that he was the first. Just as some of us, you say, if this thing is true, why is it that it's only me? Why is not every man of God saying this thing? That's the first temptation you are going to face with this thing. Because remember, nobody have ever spoke what this thing. It was the law that first began to be spoken by the Lord. So it will take faithfulness for you to be the one to be first displaying something, and you can continue and abide and remain saying it. It's a test. And that's the test that every first fruits child will bear. Those will be not the multitude, the first fruits. They are the first. Those are, it was first be spoken by the Lord. So they are the first that must believe it. Paul render it as this book of Colossians or Ephesians. He said, "Though who first trusted. Though who first trusted. At the restoration of these things, there are those who are firstly trusting it, where majority of their brethren are not trusting it." So the first thing is that they believe the sayings. They can trust it. That we should be to the praise of its glory. Ephesians 1, 12 to them. Who first trusted? So there's the need that we, can we trust this thing? When Peter said, we have not believed cunning device fable, when we made known to you, this man trusted it. Now that's the reason why they said it both in Isaiah and 1 Corinthians 2. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither he entered into the heart of man what God had prepared. So you could see that. Why is it? Because there are things of the beginning that is true. There are beginnings of the living. Starting from the heights of heaven, which are the world of the living creatures. You know, the highest of angels that who have eyes within and without, they are called the living creatures. God created living, the order of the living. Even to the least on the earth. All of them living. We call them living things. In your integrated science, they call them living things. The least of the living things. And the height of the living creature. In the present order of creation. And what made them living is not the water. What made them living are invisible things that are ingrained in their essence. In living things that are ingrained in their nature. Those living things are their inheritance. Their inheritance are in their nature. Those inheritance are in their essence. When you're looking about what make a lion, it's not his bigness. It's invisible things inside of him. There are things that he's keeping. There are things that he had. There are things that was given him and that make him to exercise his dominion. There are things that he's subject unto him. He turneth not away. No matter how big that thing is, no matter how strong, it's not the strongest. But there's something that he will put under subjection to him. God will talk about Leviathan. He said, you cannot sense. He said, when you see, you really fear. He's higher than fear. Fear is subjected to Leviathan. When you see, can you make him afraid? And why you can't make me afraid? Afraid is under him. Upon the earth, there's not this place. Upon the earth, there's none like he. Is who is made without fear? So why did they made him? They made him. They think that they put something, they put fear on that suggestion of dying. And by the reason of things. So imagine a creature that doesn't have that's without fear. Lion has fear. When that thing that lion will see, it will run away. I know that one thing that lion fear, they fear crocodiles. Whenever it breaks out, you see all of them, they run away. They don't need that water. They stay, though they are tested, they stay afar off. The only thing that, well, is that they use tide to bring out of the water. So I can lose them. But long as I am one of them. But God created Leviathan without fear. It was a subjection. I'm trying to teach things that were in subjection. Give me that Hebrew 8 again. 7 and 8 together, quickly. That make a little lower than the angels. That cry with glory and honor. That is setting over the works of thy hand. That are put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. Full stop. But we see not yet all things put under him. So that phrase, they put all things, but yet we see not other things put. So that other thing I didn't put, that thing is not only man. This is Hebrews 7:8. In Hebrews 2:5, they talk about angel too, that this thing they didn't also put into them. For unto the angel, I did not put in subjection the war to come whereof we speak. So they didn't put this thing in the hand of angel, and they didn't put it also in the hand of man. So they now said the person they put it under. Verse 9. Verse 8. From verse 8. But we see Jesus. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, the way they made Adam. In fact, Adam had advantage more than Jesus. Jesus grew where there was sin and death. Where sin has begun to reign with death. And grave have been having a free day. Adam did not have death. Did not have grave. Although can be tempted and can be made corruptible. But we see Jesus. I'm talking about when Jesus became a faithful and true witness. Can you to see the contradiction? Now I say the temptation of Jesus is higher than Adam and Eve and higher than the angels. I wanted you to see this. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than angel for the suffering of death. So when they made Adam, they didn't design Adam for suffering of death. Although he has his own suffering, but not the suffering of death. And he endured the suffering for some time. Then later, he saw that the thing is going to be long. He saw the demand. And he saw a shortcut. And transgress. Crown with glory and honor that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. So, yeah. Then, for he became him, for woman all things. So when you need to see from this verse, though, all things, they are talking about things of the world to come. These all things here, they are talking about things that are true. They are talking about things that they do not put in subjection to the in the hand of angel. And they didn't put also in the hand of the first man. But now you see, so because, for he became me, for whom are all things. Say, for whom are all things. For whom are all things. That means, all this why God kept those things behind, is for him. It's for him. Why they didn't give it to Adam? Because it didn't surprise God that the first Adam will not really have it. Amen. God knew. Because it's human science. He knows. That's why before he even created man, he made provision for his restoration. The lamb was still before the children. So he knew. And provision were made for sacrifice. And provision for his restoration to where he's falling from and taking beyond that was made all made. So he made that thing available for Jesus. For whom are all things? For he became him. For whom are all things? And by whom are all things? What does this second mean? It would not have been possible that except the world became flesh for this thing that God had kept in the beginning of the true to be able to have access to them. Telling us something about Jesus that you know that Jesus as the wisdom it knew about these things, about all this program. It was not a thing that was enforced on him. Amen. He was not forced on the word. I'm talking about eternal word. He was not compared. The Holy Ghost gave me a wisdom during my meditation. Godhead operate by order. When they were making things or they were giving present things, their subjection. God the Father gave a right of way to the word. Because based on the wisdom of Proverbs 8, I was there. He took counsel from him. Though they know that what they are doing is a copy and a shadow. He was already aware of rolling out the program of the truth. And how that he is still going to be the agent. Sorry for me to use that word. He will still be the agent to execute and administer, mediate, administer the things of so great salvation, the things of inheritance. The faithfulness of our Lord Jesus, of the Son, is not only when it commences, when it came to the earth. Look at me, everybody. But the reason of the person that God had is, do you know something? It will take faithfulness. Just like many times, that sometimes I mean some brothers, they knew that this is the sister or what is required of you. But many times, Pastor said, many times we can shy away from it. I'm talking about the place of when he said he was appointed. Considering you are going to become a man, you are a God, you are going to become a man and put on flesh and be trapped as a man forever, made lower, because all this array was very clear. Because I said, in that realm, it is a realm of unknowing. Because in the three, they know that one of them has to be the one. For you to take that is a measure of faithfulness. I don't know if you see the picture I'm trying to paint. Because there are many times that I see where I should lay down my life. I see anywhere I need to die. But because there's something in me that lies, because a faithful witness does not lie. I'm talking, I'm going to show you what it means to lie. Or a faithful witness is more than deceivable. Proverbs 14 call it deceivable. A deceiver that you can devise alternative. A true witness delivers so, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. So can you see? A deceitful witness speaks lies. Ability for me to see things that are meant, that have been laid up for me to fulfill. Commandments that I ought to embrace. Like what Jokai was in that Gethsemane. You know, that's faithfulness. Because he was tested. Jokai had been laying down his life, living down his life. But for that, in that sea, do you know what it means to, for once, you'll be forsaken by God. Because the issue was that he's going to be forsaken by God. He's going to be made one with grief, one with death, one with sin. And to still go ahead. I'm talking about when you talk about the training of faithfulness, the discipline of how they raise the son to be faithful. That he will not lie. He will not deny that which is written. Because he said, the Son of Man, go ahead, as it's written of him. So it's written of him. The Son, as it's written of him. Ability for him to what? Those things that are written of him, for him to be able to submit himself to those things. So that it can become true. Because you require faithfulness in those things to become true. To fulfill those things which are written of him. Things that are written of me. Things that are written of me. Things that are written of him. And they kept on opening those that are written of him. There are things that it was written of him that God will not accept sacrifices from him. There are things that wrote to me that God will not accept burnt offering for him. That those things are offered by the law. And when those things are offered by the law, God accepts them. But when it comes to him, that those things, when he offered those sacrifices that are offered by the law, and God accepts them, when he offers it, they won't accept him. What they will offer, what they will accept from him, is this prescription of what's written of him in the front of the book. But that same thing that they will not require of him, that same thing they require from others. You see, when the chain of faithfulness is going to be particular to you. It's going to be customized to you. Lord, sacrifice and offering that I have not required of me, but they require it. Just like Saul does not know that what they require of him is not the sacrifice. He thought that because unknown to King Saul, when they came from Egypt and they got to the wilderness, God said, Amalekites are their brothers. And they didn't come to meet them with bread and water, but rather they sent their army to go behind and kill their young. And God said, I'm going to have a perpetual war with Abimelech until they are wiped off from the head. Okay? So Saul did not know that they ordained me a king to come and fulfill a prophecy. He thought, talking about majorly how they train the son. The training, because I'm trying to talk that we will give sense to this thing. Yes, we give wisdom to this thing. We have wisdom around this thing. He did not, Saul does not know. Saul thought that sacrifice and offering, we go going, because God has set sacrifice and offering. But to Saul, that's not the answer. Samuel called to him. And someone said, at the law, so great delight. The issue is the great delight. Great delight in both offering and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice and to act under the fat of ram. God is not against sacrifice. God is not against offering. You know, there's a church war that you find out that believe so much in offering. Everything is offering. Something is happening, it's offering. Something happening is seed. There's some people in the government of Christ that think orientation is about offering. It's about impartation. Offering or impartation. Offering for this. Offering for this. In as much as God is not against offering and sacrifice, but there are that which the Lord require. For that have not required of me. Just like I knew that God does not require offering for me and sacrifice for him. Jacob knew what was required of him. He kept on saying it. The son of man go as written in the volume of the book. He kept on saying, as written of me in the volume of the book. He knew what was written of him. And that which was written, or that which had been, or that was not written, that which had been ordained of me. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus. Unto have good works with God, and before the world began, have ordained that we should walk in them. So there are things that you should walk in them. Put your right hand upon your chest. Say there are things I was recreated for. Say there are things that my becoming Christ. Why Christ being forming me? There are things that have been ordained that I should walk in them. In those things that have been ordained, that's where they require training of faithfulness. It is not in what Pastor Dixon is doing. Pastor Dixon might be an example of believer. An example of believer to you in faith, in charity, in holiness, in conversation. But there are things that are ordained for you to walk in. For the purpose of being found faithful again and again and again. And it's in those things that they alter your essence and they convert your nature. Another word for disciple are converts. They are converts. They call them converts. Although they use those words in yesterday. They talk about, but that's not convert. Convert is to turn souls. It's in that either turn a soul to that. It's either convert, it's conversion. Which was the message on the mouth of John the Baptist? Is to convert the soul, to convert to righteousness. It's conversion. When you say, God can say, you make a convert. He talk about the Pharisees. You make a convert. You make a convert, a proselyte, and you turn them to trust the Son of Hell. Someone that was not going to hell before you, by the time you finish it with him, they have doctrine and leaven to turn, to convert essence and nature. Why am I saying this thing, gospel? These were things that when Jesus, after they have raised Jesus, they began to commit those things to Jesus. When Joker was 12, Joker became a witness of the Holy Ghost. Jesus 12 was a witness of the Holy Ghost. That activity that transpired between Jesus, his parents, with the lawyers in the temple, that was a witness of the Holy Ghost. And all of them marvel. What kind of wisdom? Because that wisdom is the wisdom which Holy Ghost teaches. And all that I heard him, we are astonished at his understanding and answers. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they find him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctor, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that I heard him, we are astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto his son, why are thy doors dead with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowfully. So I'm telling you, this was that man, that boy, 12 years old, that was a witness of Holy Ghost. It's beyond miracle. It's beyond, the young guy never did anything. But he was, they marveled at his understanding and answers and questions. At 12. That's a witness of Holy Ghost. It's not yet Christ. It's Holy Ghost. Bible never showed up when Jesus was Christ. Those things was what we hear that he went to go and submit himself under his father and his mother. When he crossed the milestones, the next thing we saw him when he appeared, the Son of the Living God. He was as the Son of the Living God when he appeared. To receive things or for them to begin to train him with things of that will make him to be faithful and to make him to be true. John the Baptist bore witness to him that he had the seal of God. And that seed makes him that is true. That by the reason of testimony that he has received. What the Father committed to him. What they committed to Jesus. And what Jesus handled. We must show that Jesus went through training. When Joker was talking book of John chapter 5. I myself, I can do nothing. What's what I see the Father do, so I do. He sounded as if someone that was in rubbish, but they was not in rubbish. That was the training of his faithfulness. Because the person that said, I can do myself nothing, it was just a person that they commit things to him. And what they committed to him, they are not at that season. He was already the son of living God. What they committed to him, they are committing things that are true to his hand. And he said, I can't do anything. Why you have right to use those things to become, you know, Jesus could hijack that thing and build up a whole new civilization. What Lucas was receiving, he can look at what Satan, what they gave to him, what they suggested, look at what he has made out of it. And what they gave to Satan were just things of creation. It's inferior. It's not the things of the creation present. Look at what Joker would have done based on what they were committing to him. They were committing things that were things, what they subjected to him. They subjected to him things that they left behind. Things that they could not commit to the hand of angel. What they started, Father started committing to Jesus. And what kind of honor? What kind of fear? What kind of love? Those are the words you heard. That's when you read the gospel. You feel that for you are the one that see the honor of man. For I say this because you have not the love of God in your hearts. There are things that guide faithfulness. Love of God. Not seeking your honor. Those are temptations that come around those that they begin to give these things to. And that's how they rank faithfulness. They mark you. Faithfulness. Because you will not be faithful if you don't have the love of God inside of you. When you get to John 5, John 7, John 8, you find it. When you look at those scriptures, they don't make sense to you. But you need judgments for you to know that what does it mean for you have no love, for you don't have love of God in you. Because those things are what God, these things that are given to us. Water can't quench love. Many water, there are things, not from flood. When the enemy shall arise, a flood. Things that will not sink you, that will cause you to be faithful. Because, see, we want that one is talking about tempted at all points. What? Tempted at all points. Tempted at all points, yet without sin. They drove the first man out of the garden. After he ate what the enemy planted, God was afraid of him that he can still go and put his hand on the tree of life. Because God knew that he could put them and immortalizing. God could not leave him in the garden and say, just keep eating because of something that was in him. I'm trying to tell you that the training, what you can become the faithful witness, it was a serious training. And what are the laws that he obey to make him faithful and true? Those laws, they gave Apostle John breakthrough to see some of those things in his epistles. To prove that he's a true faithful, that they didn't just call him like that. It's not because he's the word they just gave him. No. He was proven beyond every reasonable doubt. He was tempted at every point, just as you are being tempted. But is there to succor you in all your temptation. My prayer for us is that the Lord, we will not just receive doctrine. We will not just receive knowledge. But we will receive great ministrations upon our souls in the name of Jesus. I'm trusting the Lord that in this conference, They are going to do a major work upon us. And they will do a major work within us. In the name of Jesus. Can we begin to give God thanks this afternoon?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.